Good morning. Also want to greet you this morning with the words of 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. And it is our desire that God's grace and peace may truly be in our midst, that it may be in each and every one of you who have come, who have gathered here, and that it may be multiplied, as the word says here, that we may extend that grace towards others and to reach out to them so that we can all live in God's peace. God has come to give us peace, and so we also have the privilege of gathering here this morning. We want to welcome each and every one of you to our service this morning, whether you are listening here in person or online. Each and every one is welcome to hear what God has to say to us this morning. Let us begin with prayer. Lord God and Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are a gracious God, that we can reach out to you every day and at all times, and you are always there for us. And so this morning, once again, we reach out to you and we ask that we allow you to enter into our hearts and minds, and that we would truly have that desire to grow in the fellowship and in your grace. Lord, we thank you for each one that has come today, and we also pray for those who are not able to be here today, whether it be for health reasons or other reasons, whatever it may be. Lord, we pray that your Spirit will touch them and lead them to the point of desire to fellowship with you. And so, Lord, we pray for those that aren't well. We pray for healing upon them. We pray for comfort for the elderly. And we pray that all together we may stand strong in faith, knowing that it is through your word that we can grow in our faith, grow in our grace, and grow in our peace with you and with ourselves and with others. And so, Lord, we thank you also for the country that we live in, the freedoms that we have, and that we can proclaim your word and that it can go out throughout all the world for men and women and children to hear so that your kingdom can continue to grow. And so, Lord, we pray that you would speak to us this morning with your word. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We'll begin with some songs now.
In the blue hymnal, number 34, How Great Thou Art. Feel free to stand.
Stars, I hear the rolling thunder.
127, to God be the glory.
To God be the glory. Things he has done. So loved he the world that he gave us his Son. He yielded his life and atonement for sin, and opened the life gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Father, through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he has done. Oh, perfect redemption, the purchase of blood, to every believer the promise of God. The vilest offender who truly believes that moment from Jesus a pardon receive. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father, through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he has done. Great things he has taught us, great things he hath done, and great our rejoicing through Jesus the Son. But clearer and higher and greater will be our wonder, our transport when Jesus we see. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. So come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he has done.
Number 310, the solid rock.
hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest spring, but only lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock that stands, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When darkness fills his lovely face, I rest on his unchanging grace.
Thank you for that singing, and thank you for those songs. This morning, we certainly want to build on that solid rock, Jesus Christ, and we want to encourage each other as we remember that God has spoken to us through His Word, and it is through His Word that we can grow and we can build, and we can look to see what our priorities are. And this morning, I want to speak on our priorities, but I want to open up with a few verses out of Psalm 95, and it is a psalm of praise, and I just feel that we need to praise God continue to praise God as we have praised Him in song and given Him the glory for all the good and wonderful things that He has done. And so the psalmist says here in Psalm 95, O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. That is Jesus Christ. And let's make that joyful noise unto Him. Let us come before His presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto Him with psalms, or we would say songs. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In His hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is all His also. The sea is His, and He made it, and His hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture and the sheep of His hand. All these wonderful things we can attribute to God. He has made everything, and sometimes we forget. As we came here this morning, we drove through the natures that God has created and the abundant crops that we see on the fields. do our thoughts go to praising God. Praising God for all the wonderful things that he has done. How wonderful he has created it and again allowed a bountiful crop to grow. We only need to think back just a few months. And we saw that it was kind of wet and farmers were having a hard time planting, getting the seed in the ground. But now, there is truly an abundance. And it is because of God. It is because of his love that he has for us, his compassion that he has for us. And so he says to us, today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. And that is a message that he speaks to us, that we see his goodness, that we look around us and see how wonderful he is to us, how much he blesses us, and that we don't allow ourselves to be hardened, but rather that we give ourselves to him and surrender ourselves to him and seek our priorities. Jesus says in Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 to verse 24, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. In these verses, Jesus lays before us a choice. And each and every one of us makes choices in life. We make choices every day, we make choices every hour, and we can say every minute. And as we make those choices, we need to ask ourselves, how do we choose? What is driving us when we make choices? He puts it very, very clearly before us that we cannot serve two masters, that we need to make a choice as to which master we will serve. And I believe that sometimes we allow ourselves to be swayed. We want to serve God. We want to follow Jesus. We want to live in his grace. And I don't think there is anyone here today that doesn't want that. Because that is why we chose to come here today. Because we have chosen that we want to follow Jesus. We want to follow him. But sometimes we allow ourselves to be influenced by the things of society, things of the world, things that are ungodly. And we don't always then have our priority in the right place. We sway. We sway to the left, so to say. And we don't take a full stand at all times exactly the way we should. Unless you are different than I, but I find myself, sometimes my thoughts go to things where they should not go. And then I need to put a check on myself and I need to ask myself, where is my priority? Jesus says here that we are not to lay up for ourselves treasures upon earth. Because upon this earth, he says, there is moth and there is rust, and they do corrupt. All those things here on earth will corrupt. He says, here on earth there are thieves that break through and steal. They will take away. And perhaps you've had that experience where something has been stolen from you, and it's gone, never to be returned. And maybe it was a high priority to you. Maybe it was something that was very important for you in your life. Perhaps you needed it even to make a living. But yet, someone took it from you. We are fortunate. We can always get back. We can always gain those tools and get them back again. But Jesus is not talking about the physical things here, but much rather he is talking about spiritual things. So where is our treasure? What is a treasure? Treasure, if we look that up in the Greek dictionary, it talks about a priority. It talks about those things that we prioritize. It talks about a deposit. It talks about a wealth. And yes, very often when we think of the word treasure, we would look at some treasure chest. Because that's what we've been taught as we were little children already. I remember reading in school about treasures and treasure chests and how people sought for them when they were lost. And so we know that if we look at that in a spiritual way, then we ask ourselves, where is our treasure? What is so very important to us? Is it truly important to us that we have a great God, as we read there in Psalm 95? Or do we not see that, how great our God is? It makes a huge difference in our lives as to how we see God, whether we see him as a treasure or whether we see him as someone that is there and he's there just to judge us, and that if we do something wrong, that he is immediately going to punish us. Some people see God that way, but that is not who God truly is. God is not come, and he hasn't sent Jesus in order that he wants to destroy us, but much rather, he wants to redeem us. And he wants to give us hope and joy in life. And so sometimes we need to ask ourselves, how do I prioritize my life? How do I prioritize the things that I do? As a pastor, there is things in the church that are expected of me. There are things in my family that are expected of me. There are things that God expects of me. Then there is the work that is expected of me. And then there is also time for myself that I need to have for myself. And sometimes when we look at all these different things, we sometimes ask ourselves, what is most important to me? What is a priority to me? And how do I prioritize these things? I believe that there is one thing that is very important in our life, and that is that God is always our priority. We know that the church is a group of believers, and in the church, we have many people that can do a lot of work, and many people do a lot of work. They prioritize it, and they say, this is important to me. And if, for example, they are a Sunday school teacher or a youth leader or whatever they may have as a position in church, it is a priority to them. And they do that work and they do it well. And we in leadership, we often neglect to thank those that work within the church. We often neglect to thank those who keep our buildings nice and clean, so that we can come there and we can know that it will be a clean place. It is looked after that the place is warm in winter and cool in summer. There are people that do that work. And you know, I see it in those people. It becomes a priority to them. And they will leave all kinds of things alone in order that they can serve God in the church and do those things that they feel led to, that God wants them to do. And so it becomes a priority. And so it is in life that we choose priorities. But we also need to take time for family. And we have committed ourselves to family. For those of us that are married, we have committed at the time of marriage that we would be committed to our wife, to our husband, and that we would serve God in that way, in that commitment. So it is important. And we need to take time. We cannot just devote all our time to the church and then feel that we are doing our work and neglecting our family. We need to see what is most important. When I go to work, and I supposedly have a part-time job, things are brought before me, and they vary very much. And I need to choose. What am I going to do first? And so, I prioritize that. And I know that for many of you it is the same way. And so we have those things that we put as what is important to me. But as I said earlier, when we put God as our priority, and we read in Scripture of how important it is for us to be committed to our families, that also becomes a priority. And so we have the church, and we have our families, and we have work, and we have time for ourselves, and we prioritize them, and we seek to live a life that is consistent with what God wants of us to do. When we turn to the Gospel of Luke, Jesus there gives us an account of a man that did not truly prioritize things in the right way. My Bible has a topic over that parable, and it says, the parable of the rich fool. He refers to him as a fool. And then it says, and he, and that is Jesus, spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do, because I have no room where to bestow my fruits? And he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself, and is not rich toward God. And he said unto his disciples, Therefore I say unto you, Take no thought for your life what ye shall eat, neither for your body what ye shall put on. For the life is more than meat, and the body is more than raiment. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouse nor barn, and God feedeth them. How much more are ye better than the fowls? And Jesus continues on there, and he talks about those different things and how we are to prioritize and how we are to have God as our priority. But when we talk here about this rich man, whom Jesus refers to as a fool, he was one that was already rich. Yet, he planted. And why shouldn't he? He should. And that is not the problem. But when he then saw that he had an abundant crop, what was his priority? And that is where we often fall into. What is then our priority? When we see that we have it good, where are our priorities? We already have lots of money. We have a bunch of money coming. And what do we do with it? That is what priorities are all about. Where do we then plan, or how do we then plan with what we are going to do with that which God blesses us with? I believe that this rich fool made one mistake, and that is that he did not realize where it all came from. He did not realize that God had blessed him with riches in the first place. He did not realize that the crop, the fruits that he was about to receive, that God had blessed him with that as well. But what he saw as his priority is, I am going to build bigger barns, bigger storehouses. I'm going to make more room for this abundant crop that I see coming. And why? Because he says to himself, my soul, he says to his soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. That's what his priority was. That he was now going to take life easy. He was going to eat, drink, and be merry. We read nothing of that he recognized that he even wanted to thank God for what he had been blessed with. But it was all about self. It was all about I. You know what tells us in Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 to 24, where it says that the light of the body is the eye. And you know, and it refers to the eye. And in other words, what we look to. That is the light of our body. That is the direction that we are going to take. What is our heart is full of, the mouth is going to speak of. So what is our priority? That's what we're going to talk about. And so it is the light of the body. What is our light? What are we looking to? Are we seeing the greatness of God? This rich fool did not. He did not acknowledge God. But God said to him, Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. And so it was that all his priorities were in the wrong place. He had no desire to serve God and to do what was right in the eyes of God. And so as his eyes looked only to treasures, we can also say that this man, as he was all about the I, it was the capital I, self. That's what he looked out for. Not saying, God has blessed me, I am now able to help other people that are in need. We don't read that anywhere here. But he says, God has blessed me, so I, self, is going to receive all the benefits. I will take my ease. I will drink. I will eat. I will be merry. His priorities were in the wrong place. And so as we learn from this lesson, let us remember that God gives us all. And you know, and there is a verse in Proverbs that says that he asks, and I should turn there. Proverbs chapter 30, verses 7 to 9. Proverbs 30, verses 7 to 9. There it writes this: Two things have I required of thee. Deny me them not before I die. It is like as if the writer here is praying. And then he says, Remove far from me vanity and lies. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with food convenient for me, lest I be full and deny thee, and say, Who is the Lord? Or lest I be poor and steal, and take the name of my God in vain. You know, these verses are important verses. And it is my desire that we could have these kind of thoughts, that we would have our priorities and our thoughts in that the Lord would just give us a good life. We read all over in Scripture of how God has promised us a good life and how he wants us to enjoy life. And he has blessed us with many things which we can enjoy it with. But at the same time, we are to do it in a way that God receives the honor and glory. Then it is a good priority. In closing, let us pray. Lord God and Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for this opportunity of being here, gathering together, and reading some scripture passages. And Lord, allowing us to meditate on them and to think about them and how they apply to our lives, to my life personally. And Lord, as we have had those thoughts and we perhaps have things in our life where our priorities aren't the way that they should be, we pray that you will open up our minds that we may be able to see which direction you want us to go with those things. And so that we can be that light in this world that you have called us to be, that we can be an encouragement to others, and that they may be able to see in us that we love you, and that we also acknowledge that you have a great love for us, and that it is our greatest desire that we want to serve you in faithfulness and truth. Lord, we know that we are often selfish, and we ask that you would forgive us our selfishness, but much rather receive from you the grace that you hold out to us through Jesus Christ, and that that grace would be extended to one and all. We pray this all in the name of Jesus. Amen. We thank you all for coming and being part of our worship service this morning. We know that It is a wonderful time to be together and to sing and to praise, and it's again been a blessing to me for being here, and I pray that it is also a blessing to each and every one of you. And in closing, let us bow with a benediction out of Romans 15:13. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. May God bless you all, and let us go in peace with the Lord. We'll ask the ushers to come forward.